Tiltcast, the first episode of 2011, episode 14, You Can Be a Bear.
Rawr.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about what the fuck we've been playing over the break, so check us out. And we're back. This is Andrew O. Let's see here. To my left, I've got Justin. Say hello.
I'm Wooly.
No, I said say hello.
Hello.
And across from me, I got Trent.
Hey, what's up?
I thought you were going to say your special line.
No, I'm saving that for later.
Okay. And to my right, I got Holly.
Hey.
Hey. So let's dive right on in there. We had a week off to play some video games and hang out with family and do fun stuff like that. What have you been playing, Justin?
Do we even want to get started on this list?
No. No, going to you, Trent.
What babysitting mama.
I'll be sitting here for a while. Why don't you save me for last?
All right.
I'm not even joking.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Trent, what have you been playing?
Well, Steam had their big holiday sale,
of course,
which I'm sure he's going to go off on as well. And I went and picked up a lot of stuff I've really wanted to play and stuff I had played but didn't own anymore.
Yeah.
So I went back and I got the all the Dark Forces Star Wars games.
Yeah, I remember reading about that.
All five for $5.
Yeah.
And it is so amazing.
Wait, hold on. All five for $5?
Yes.
Or all five for $5 a piece?
No, all five of them for $5.
The sales on Steam are ridiculous.
Yeah. I also got a Team Fortress because I bought the Half-Life 1 bundle because I can't find my copy of Half-Life anymore.
Some Team Fortress.
Yeah, and actually, Justin bought me Half-Life 2 the next morning, not realizing I'd already just bought Half-Life, so he bought me Half-Life 2 just out of nowhere because it was so cheap.
I wasn't having that. I just had a free gift pack.
Oh, was that your anniversary gift?
Yeah, sure. My friend Jeff bought me the entire Cyan collection, so I got like all the Myst games, except for Myst Exile. I didn't have that one on there, but I love those games.
Very good games.
Yeah, and then Civ 4. I got Civ 4 for
$7.
Not even that.
Was that $4.99?
I think it was $3 actually.
Achoo.
And then I got all the expansions with it.
Achoo.
Yeah.
Achoo.
And then Zombie Driver, which I think I talked about in one of the last casts. And then you and I both got Machinarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just a really cool game.
That's a weird puzzle game. I really enjoy it. It's like, it's a 2D side-scroller. Looks like a Flash game, but it's with a robot. You combine items to solve puzzles.
That you swallow.
Yes, you swallow them, and then he pulls them at us.
You put them in, like, you put a cat in your mouth.
I would love that game.
Yeah, you put an animal
cool.
in your mouth at one point, and then you pull it back out and give it to the owner. So, but since it's a robot,
a digested cat.
Well, it's a robot, so there's no.
He's kind of like
there's
Bender.
No digestion thing. So yeah, he's kind of like
Bender. Bender with like some retarded looking eyes,
and he does stretch like Bender too.
He
so
does.
Yeah, playing some Burn Zombie Burn, which we talked about in one of the last casts. My favorite one, I got Euphloria. I got that with a big indie bundle for $4.99. Usually sells for like $20. So when I saw it for $4.99, I was like, okay, I'm going to grab
it. Was Euphloria the one that you were talking about the last cast?
And then we actually had a cast.
No, I talked about it, yeah.
Okay.
Seedlings flying around. Yeah, great game. And then playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
I saw you playing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I started playing that and getting really into it. Bought a lot of property.
Excellent.
Have a lot
that's,
of money.
That's what I do. I do nothing but loot and buy everything I can.
Well, what pisses me off is finding all the stuff for the shop quests is kind of a pain in the ass. Because I need one more piece of silk to get one of them. And then I need one more random bead necklace to get another one. And I'm just like, this really pisses me off.
A bead necklace.
Yeah, I just have to pick it up off of a random guard is all this.
You just need to get a pearl necklace.
Yeah, that's basically it. So how is your mom, by the way?
Well, she's doing good.
That's good.
Looking good in those pearls.
Has that black eye I gave her healed up? You know, I didn't punch her. I just hit her with my dick.
Yeah, that's cool. Mother abuse.
No, it wasn't
good
abuse.
One.
I pick blocked her in the eye with the tip of my dick. It wasn't my fault.
It was just a tip, Andrew.
She asked for it.
Oh God!
Does it make you upset?
Holly,
upset that your mother asked for such things?
I've been playing Dance Central.
Oh, who? Nice.
Fallout New Vegas.
Excellent.
Super Meat Boy. Kinect Adventures. I know. It's so cute.
Which was, $2.99
with Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy, I realized that I'm much better at it than you are.
Yes, because I want to just bite the remote when I play that game.
Yeah, he would be like, he would go through one level, or he'd try to get through it like 20 times, and then he'd just get so pissed off that he wanted to throw the remote, and he'd hand it to me, and I swear, like, I would get it the first try.
It's all about precision.
She's better at being a block of meat.
It sounds like
I am a good block of meat.
With Assassin's Creed.
Have you unlocked Jill?
No, we haven't unlocked anybody.
When the guards keep stealing my prostitutes while I'm trying to blend in and sneak into a party and they keep stealing my prostitutes, I get really mad and I'm like, stop taking my hookers!
Well, that's what they're for.
I know, but they take them all and I need,
at
least two.
You're not supposed to just blend in with
two.
Them.
No. I strategically move around and one of the guards will start being like, you know, notice something. And he'll walk over and then like, there goes one of them. And then the other guard will follow and go, what are you doing? He's like, oh, hookers, you know, and he'll take the other one, so I got two left. And I'm like,
they're not there to block you or shield you.
No.
They're just there to...
If you strategically...
Guards can live with just one hooker.
I know, but if you strategically do it, and I finally pulled it off, you can take that one group of hookers for the entire level by just hugging the wall. And it's just, it sucks though when they take all of them out of nowhere. That doesn't even let you know when they're about to go away.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because they don't say anything. Yeah. You just hear random noises in the background.
They can say goodbye.
I know. They are, I am paying them. A little
you
bit
already,
of fucking,
yeah, but you already gave them the money.
Nice. Yeah, but a few pleasantries. And not to mention they work for my sister in the game.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. Think they could at least fucking do it for free. Yeah.
They probably should.
Yeah, they should.
You did kind of save their building.
No, your sister's a fucking madam.
Yeah, she's the manager of the hookers.
Yeah, because the main manager of the hookers gets killed, your sister takes over, and you're like, I will not allow this. And then you and her butt heads throughout half the game, and then finally you realize she can take a man on and slit his throat, and you're like, oh, my sister's pretty cool.
Damn.
So, actually, I really like the story so far, and I'm only at, like, 50% synchronization. And it's
I need to get that game.
It's fantastic so far.
I would have if they would have had it used.
That entire group of assassins you can put together and send them out on missions and stuff.
Man.
And you can call them in.
That's pretty cool. The eagles cry.
You just lift your hand up and you curl your thumb and, like... An eagle cries and just asks, you just see little white lines at the top of the screen.
So an eagle is just falling,
waiting
for your hand to close. It's
in the cinematic. In the cinematic, they show the eagle fly overhead and you look at it and then you shake your head and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just arrows fling down on all the guards. But you're sitting there and there's this group of guys in front of you and you just do the little hand gesture and you hear, you know, and you see these little arrows at the top of the screen and all the guards just go down. As dudes in white robes
so
jump on.
Awesome.
I don't know what I like about the eagle's cry, but I just like it. It's like in
you
like
feel
when
patriotic.
I do.
Like,
it's
America.
It's like the little like Liberty Liberty costume in Costume Quest.
Oh yeah.
It has the eagle and the Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like ridiculous. It's kinda, the eagle cry did not work in Prey, but it worked in Assassin's Creed.
Well, it's like even like in Prey. Yeah, it's the whole eagle scream thing was kind of funny. It always cracked me up.
Yeah, when you start spirit walking, and we trash on Prey like probably every
sucks.
Three podcasts somewhere
that
in there.
Game
we
sucks so bad.
One of the worst 2K games ever made. So.
But
and well, hold on, I've got one more. Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
What's it? What system's that on?
It's
the
an orgy
DS.
Of fun.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did that while he was having a surgery.
Oh, you just played.
Yep, and then my battery died.
Yeah, so moving to me, I had surgery to repair my hernia. So I had a lot of time to just sit and play video games, all messed up on painkillers.
And he did.
And I played a lot of video games.
I just don't remember them.
Is that a dream?
Well, for the first part of it, I was playing WoW because I was just stuck to the couch, so I could just move my computer up to on my little coffee table thing.
And hold on, what did your amazing girlfriend get you for Christmas?
Oh yeah, my girlfriend got me Cataclysm.
Yep.
So she is just aiding in my addiction.
Yep.
So
it's,
I played
it's
that
so she
for a
can have
bit.
A life away from you,
or but, so I can play. I can play the consoles on the TV.
Yeah, there you go.
But before
like
I
have
had
a
my
life
surgery,
away from him.
Before I had my surgery, my for Christmas, my parents actually got me and my sister the Xbox Kinect bundle, which has to stay at my parents' house, which sucks. But for the first like all of Christmas, me and Holly and Casey came over.
Before you had hernia surgery, I take it.
Before I had hernia surgery. I have not touched it since. But we played Dance Central, which, honestly, if I would have gone back into it, I want to say Dance Central was, it would be my top, one of my top 10 for 2010.
So they got you and your sister a Christmas present that you don't even get to take home with you.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was more or less they just put my name on it just to equal out the gift, so it's not a favor.
Which is which
job.
Is, which
no,
is, which is kinda...
she wanted to get it for you originally, though, because yeah. she called me and asked if I'd be able to get a discount on it, and we were talking about everything. And
well, it's sad because usually you put somebody's name on a gift when you're giving a gift to somebody, and they just basically, like, you know, they're so
you,
too
you have
neglectful
to, go to, your mom's house
to buy
to video
one.
Games.
So. Yes. But instead, your family puts your name with your sister's name on her gifts so you don't feel left out.
Yes.
Okay. Man.
Dude, no, I got more presents at his house than I got at my own.
Wow.
Yeah, my parents like
so,
her.
So they love like her, me. But they don't like you. did you get a Kinect?
So. No, I didn't.
I give her a Ferrari.
Just don't let Andrew touch it. His is
they
here.
They got four ponies because they couldn't just choose one.
No, they got her four ponies because that's how many are in the Bible. So.
But yeah, Dance Central for the Kinect. I am having a blast with that. It was just so much fun. You look at me, you don't think coordinated or anything.
Yeah.
Dude, I was rocking that
I always
shit.
Think like ADD / Parkinson's.
Yeah. I think of little kid
you're
in
the guy
a,
that just dropped his notebook
in a,
like
in
seven
a leash,
times.
A leash harness. Sorry. He has those little leash harnesses for kids. That's what I think of when I look at you.
It is a really awesome game, though.
Dude,
I was
so much fun.
Like, the first hour that they were playing, I was hesitant to play it. Actually, it may have been the first like hour or two that they were playing it. And I wasn't about to get up there and do it because they all literally looked ridiculous.
Oh, but I mean, I think I probably lost.
But
like,
you
burned like 3,000 calories.
But you look at the commercials, and you know every person on those, the little family sitting around, are all 7-year veteran dance school.
I know.
dance school graduates. And you're just like, wow, I could look that good. And then you do it and you start breaking shit.
No. What I like.
Break your ankle.
Yeah.
What I like is
like, oh, my
randomly
hip.
Throughout the song, they'll do this freestyle. They're like, freestyle. And then you can dance however you want. Well, the
go
first
all white,
time,
go a white boy on it.
Oh yeah.
Go
like
all disco.
I'm doing all kinds of crazy shit. First time I did it, did not realize that the Kinect camera was taking video of me doing that.
Yeah.
And then it shows me that video of me dancing, wearing like pajamas and like a shirt that's too small, wearing fucking.
Did you upload this?
Oh man, I was
so basically.
It is the most unflattering thing I've ever seen.
It really is.
So you look like Terry from Reno 911 at a pajama party.
Oh my god! Yeah, dude. It was like, nice. And then he was like, looks like the camera was like 1990s, like DV camera. And huh. I was like, oh my god, I look disgusting. But it
and
was,
it like it doesn't actually just show like what you were doing. It
speeds it up.
It speeds it up, and then it like shuffles it around. So you'll be going forward and then backwards and then forwards and backwards.
It gives you a remix.
So it looks
does.
So it looks like an Army of Lovers video.
Oh,
so
dude.
Which nobody in this room will get that.
No,
it was
so.
Terrible.
Yeah. I was born after the 70s.
That was the fucking 90s actually. So
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a blast, though.
But yeah, I say Dance Central is probably. I mean, it's a harmonics game.
So you tried
harmonics makes fun fucking games.
So you tried to pop and lock, but instead you popped a hernia. Is that what it is?
Basically, yeah.
So
I
this
blew
thing,
out my
this thing should have a warning on it. You know, beware of groin torture and intestinal tears.
Oh,
no,
man.
It's like it's one of those games though, because the first time I did it, I felt absolutely retarded. I just didn't.
But no,
I knew that I looked ridiculous. But after doing it that time, and then like you can have two players doing it, so it'll play.
Yeah,
like it'll play the first part of the song, and then you'll dance to it, and then it'll do the freestyle, and then the other person comes in and dances to that first part that you
so
just danced to.
This is not a game like if you have a chick come over for a date after a movie, you don't want to play this game with her if you're trying to get her in the set.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Because like
depends on the approach.
She
you
might
take.
Just have so much. Fun. She wanted to
yeah,
get
it
out.
Depends on the approach.
Yeah.
If you want to show that you're
pumping,
that you're humble, if you want to show that you're humble and open to humiliation, play the game.
Yeah, I mean, but like, at
so
least,
you're not playing it.
I don't know.
At least with me, I like I didn't care.
When I try to impress a girl, I just wail on her in Halo until she submits to sex.
It's like anything's better than this.
How does that last one work for you?
We're just fine. What the hell are you talking about?
But yeah, I was like, I mean, at first I was like, man, this is embarrassing as shit. But then I was like, people really don't watch you dance. They're watching the dancers because they're trying to figure out these damn moves. And some of them, I'm like, I don't know how they're moving their body in that way.
Yeah, like, and it's...
like, offbeat, one leg kick, one arm in the air, fucking stick a finger in your ass and do the fucking Russian fucking dance and shit.
Do the Russian Jackson 5.
Yeah, dude. But, like, some of the songs are awesome on there. They've got, like, what do they got? They've got Body Movin' by Beastie Boys.
They had Lady Gaga.
They had Lady Gaga, two songs. So Casey will be fucking dancing up a storm to that.
Would have like Bad Romance and Poker Face?
No, they had Poker Face
and Just Dance.
Just Dance.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
Have any Justice or anything? Or?
No.
Nothing that quite that old.
That'd be cool.
No, well,
that's not old.
Like,
that's brand
like,
new. That just came out.
Brick House. And they have
Brick House was fun.
They have Benny Benassi.
Satisfaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That's like his number one top hit.
Yeah.
So.
But like, I can't wait till I heal from my surgery because I had so much fucking. Because
I just can't wait to get back into the hospital
again. I just have to dance. Just let me dance.
And it's not like they show you the dance and then you try and do it. No, it starts and you are literally like mirroring them the entire time. Okay. That's what it is. It's not like, so this is what we're doing. Now you need to do it. No, it's this is what we're doing.
Well, I know
you're
that,
doing it at the same time.
I know that you can actually, in the middle of the game, because I remember seeing this on E3, you can actually stop the song and learn a move individually,
you can,
step by step.
You can go through the play-by-play or the breakdown. Yeah,
it'll teach you the steps.
We didn't do that.
I mean, just with the Kinect, just loading up different things, I felt like I was in the Minority Report, just fucking like moving my hands and pushing buttons and shit. It was a blast. And
but
then,
not actually pushing buttons.
You hold your hand there for a couple seconds and it'll push
the button.
Happens
when you have to, like, scratch your face or...
if you're pressing a button, you have to leave it up there for, like, 2 seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. Like, you put your right arm up, and then it's like... And then, or some of them, you put your right arm up, and then you move it to the center, so you're like,
stop doing that, that's bothering me.
It's a lot of fun.
I feel like you're about to bitch slap me. You're holding your hand down.
So, you know, podcasts don't work if two people are talking, right?
I was talking to her.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
She was about to hit me.
Okay. So, with the Kinect, I also got Kinect Adventures, which, not as fun. I mean, it was...
Oh, no, man. Ask Dennis. He's been playing the shit out of
it. There's some things. It was kind
of
cool, but, I mean, it got a little old.
No, that gave me a workout.
Oh, yeah. She
that
woke up
did...
the next morning sore.
Okay, but I was doing... What was it called? The one where you have to... You're on, like,
ride.
A platform. No, not the raft ride.
Oh.
It was the one where you're on a platform. You're basically, like, on, like, a roller coaster type
grabbing
thing.
Grabbing coins.
Well, you're grabbing coins, but you have to move out of the way of all of the objects that are in front of you.
Yeah.
There are things that you have to duck from, things you have to jump over, and it's like there was that, like this one point where I swear for like a minute straight, it's like jump over this, now duck, now jump over this, now duck.
They should put
doing that for a minute straight, and my thighs hurt so bad for like 2 days later.
They should put out like... What was that? What was that Crocodile Hunter's name guy?
Steve Irwin.
They should put out a Steve Irwin game where it's you running from crocodiles and shit. and you got to jump
and
over
stingrays.
Stuff and duck and jump over and duck and
that's
bob
terrible.
Weave, bob weave. They should do that.
For a launch release, because, I mean, this came out 2 months ago, and for a game this quickly, Dance Central, to come out, I mean, we're all skeptical about the Kinect. I am really excited about it, and I think it's so far great. I just hope that Microsoft isn't watching me while I'm sitting on the couch.
Have you masturbated in front of it yet?
No, because it's at my parents' house. Weird.
That would be kind of awkward.
In the living room.
I do that. I'm just kidding. That's been one of my big weird problems is I remember me and somebody were talking about on Facebook, actually, and they were like, are you going to get a Kinect? I remember it was fucking Scott was talking about that Kama Sutra game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I made a comment about how I probably will not buy a Kinect because it's kind of like having HAL 9000 watch you as you you know, pound off at night or have sex with your girlfriend.
I'm pretty sure that if we had that in our apartment, I would put something over it whenever I wasn't.
Oh,
it's
just
one
of those weird things. No, it's creepy. You turn on the Xbox, like I was just trying to watch Netflix at my parents' house. The eyeball lifts up and starts scanning.
That's what
room.
I'm saying. Yeah,
it's just. I'm like, what the fuck, Bill Gates? What are you doing in my house?
It just starts asking you to bring it fresh souls, and you're like, what? So, but yeah, it's like having HAL 9000 watch you pound off at night, and even if you put something over it. I want to see it. My Xbox is on like 24/7 because I use it for video playback more than anything. And so, and my I always have something on the TV even when I'm not watching it. So it's just one of those creepy.
Yeah,
creepy
but that's definitely something that would not,
especially if it's taking video.
Be able to see me. Yeah, not in our bedroom.
It's taking video of you always.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it though.
With the Kinect, I'm really excited about what's next. What's the next step? What are they going to do?
Well, we can get Kinectimals.
I mean, I'm looking at it a year down the road, seeing what they have in a year. I think it'll be phenomenal. And I think they won the motion kind of controller aspect. Well, without having a controller, like they beat out Move, they beat out Wii for me.
They had that one game that's lined up to come out sometime later this year that was, I think it's called Atom or something like that. Do you remember that?
Milo?
No. I don't think it's Milo. It's like a 3D environment with a young kid.
It's Milo.
Milo, that's what it's called now? Okay, because I heard they had canceled. I just wasn't sure. And that was kind of where they were wanting to push to, is this more realistic environment, interacting with people who look real and all that crap and actually doing stuff. And I don't know, really fucking weird stuff.
I kind of want to get one of the fitness ones because... Yeah. I mean, man, I honestly had a blast working out, which is surprising.
You got to look at it from Justin and I's point of view, who's older, with all the hypes like Power Glove, Virtual Boy.
Power Glove fucking, especially. Remember that and then Track and Field?
Yeah.
It's the fucking mat.
All these fucking hyped items.
Just slap the mat.
Yeah. Yeah. All these hyped items that are supposed to revolutionize gaming that fizzled out in less than 6 months after their release. So
Power Glove is a massive failure.
Oh, yeah. No shit.
This isn't something that's going to fizzle out, though.
I know. But because of those, we're more hesitant when it comes to these things. We like to see what's going to happen before we go out and buy the damn thing.
The thing is, it's not just that.
5 years to buy a Wii.
I just kept putting off a Wii because there wasn't enough titles on there to interest me to buy it. So
it's the fact that people are constantly coming up with other ways to improve everything. It's like if you buy one console, you buy, say you buy the Move or you bought the Wii, not too much longer, they've come out with a better system that's going to try and overdo that one. And it's within a few years. So it's like, why waste the money on buying that whenever you're going to get something better in a few years?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm having a blast. Another game that I played this last week that would, if I would have been playing more of it before this year, would have made it into my top 10. Heavy Rain for the PS3. I finally went in and beat that.
Yeah, I think that was on my honorables.
It was so suspenseful just watching it.
Like okay, the very beginning of the game's very slow. Like wicked slow, like fucking using the what the 3-axis remote for the isn't that what it's called for the PS3?
I think it's a Z-axis.
I don't know what it, but like at the beginning you like try and play basketball and stupid shit like that. But then I started this game when I was living over at Casey's house, and I put a couple hours into it, and then I put it down because, I don't know, new shit came out, and I was just, it wasn't completely catching my attention. Well, after going through it the second time, that 3 hours that I did over at Casey's house, from the beginning shit that I did, completely changed the story thus far. You guys know what it is. It's basically open-ended everything. Everything changes by the simplest shit you do. And one of your characters die, they're dead.
Yeah.
And, like, at first, I always heard people talking that it brings a new kind of suspense to the game, since you know that if they die, they're dead. one of my characters died, and I almost cried because I was like, son of a bitch, I tried so hard to save this guy.
He was my ride home.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah. He was my FBI agent.
Like, great. Now I got to spend 30 minutes walking through the goddamn virtual world back to my house because he had the fucking car keys.
I know. But, like, and then the twist on the game, the very end, like, surprised the shit out of me. Because, Trent, you told me who the killer was, and it's not him.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not tell you a damn thing about the game, because I never played it.
No. You watched it being played. You asked me. I remember it was you. You go, are you ever going to play that game? I'm like, probably not. You're like, oh, it's this blah blah guy who kills him, because you talked to John.
I don't even know who the killer is.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But, like, who the killer ends up being surprised the shit out of me, because did not see that coming. And it's just like, and I don't know. You need to pick up that game. Justin, you need to get a PS3. I'll even let you borrow my PS3 if you pick up that game. Both of you guys. And you need to play it. You saw everything that happened.
No, that's my PS3.
Whatever. It's ours.
Holly, can we borrow your PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's that easy.
Hey, when we get the new TV.
Oh, yeah. You. And I heard that Heavy Rain now works with the Wii Motion, which, I mean, it would be kind of cool. I don't know.
I mean,
new PlayStation Move?
Well, yeah.
Wii is a totally different console.
I know.
If they knew that, they'd be like, well, fuck.
If they get it on Wii now, me and Trent both have Wiis now.
Yeah. Yeah, he went
okay,
on.
Okay, good.
So you guys both have a Wii?
So we have Wiis. Yes.
Wiis.
God.
Okay, and my other games I played weren't really big mentions. I played FIFA 2010 soccer. Jordan came over to my house. He put it in. I'm like, I don't want to really play
Suspenseful.
It. Suspenseful. Played it. Actually, I had some fun. It was actually kind of fun. I mean, I hate soccer.
No,
but
they had soccer on the fucking, like, the Kinect where you're like, boom! You know, like, dropping on the floor and shit and, like, doing headbutt. You know?
I'd really like to see you move that.
Well, with the Kinect, they need to do a little more updating because there is quite a bit of a delay.
Yeah. On some of them. On Dance Central, it was pretty spot on.
Okay, Dance Central it was, but whenever I was playing Kinect Adventures, like, if I had to jump over something, I had to jump a few, like, a second before.
Can't you calibrate your system to have a little bit more of a... you can't calibrate the Kinect at all?
No. You can't calibrate the sensitivity to it.
Hmm, crazy.
No, but I think with more games and more firmware updates on it.
Yeah.
And then Adventures is the one that actually came with it, too.
I don't think they put very much into it, but yeah.
Yeah, for their flagship game, they didn't put a whole lot into it.
That's
Microsoft.
I played FIFA, and then I played a little bit of Dead Space today. That game creeps the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, you called me up about that.
Yeah, I called you up like, dude, this game's pretty fucking
great. Yeah, and I said, what do you expect from a game called Dead Space?
I was like,
he doesn't...
I got something to trump Dead Space, though.
We'll get to that. I think I know what you're talking about. I saw a reaction video of it on YouTube. Yeah,
I posted it. Yeah. Even I bought it. I still haven't played it yet, though.
And then I played Super Meat Boy just randomly yesterday.
Dude, I've been playing the shit out of Super Meat Boy.
It's so much fun.
Oh, it is pretty fun. The sound effects are quick, 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 quick.
I love the music, man. It's so like so like fucking
nostalgia just galore on
that. I know, man. It's like Scott Pilgrim shit, man.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I've been playing. And I've been having fun.
Well, I've had a dilemma. So I found out about the last week of our break that my Xbox got an E74. And so basically the speculation is, because it's a generalized error, that it means that solder joints are loose on my actual chip. So the actual chip set on the board is actually loose.
So it's circling the drain right now.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
So you should get a Slim with a Kinect.
I'm going to repair it. But what I've been doing so far to get myself to play it for a little bit...
It's like $30.
I've been overheating my Xbox. I've been overheating it for about 5 minutes, letting it cool down for 20, playing it for an hour, and then it overheats again, and then the cycle starts all over. So I reviewed two games doing that shit.
God.
Fucking grueling. Now you know I was up so fucking late last week and why I'm so grumpy. But, Yeah, I haven't gotten any sleep all week because I've been trying to fucking review shit with this Xbox.
That sucks.
But that's why I've also played so much Meat Boy this week, because while my Xbox is cooling down...
Oh, you mean the game, not masturbation.
A little bit of both.
Little Meat Boy.
I hear that, and I go and I look on Steam. He's not logged in,
and then it sounds then it sounds like he's like speed running.
Well, no. I just said that I hear the sound, and sometimes I'll look, and he's logged into Steam. Sometimes he's not. So
I've been playing it on Steam because I got it for $2.99. Mm-hmm. And
how does it work on the? You played it? Have you played it on 360?
No, I'm playing it with a 360 controller though.
Okay, I was about to say on the keyboard.
Fuck that on Super Meat Boy. It's way too precise.
Yeah.
So I've been using an Xbox 360 controller, one of the USB ones. So I've been playing the shit out of that, and then I've been stuffing Q-tips into my Xbox 360.
Your anus.
That'd be weird. So here's a quick trick for anybody that has a Red Rod or has an E74. Here's a quick trick.
Harry Potter.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Anybody who has a red rod.
For now on, if you're going to say
Meat Boy,
don't say anus. Just call it a Harry Potter.
So what I've been doing is I've been stuffing two Q-tips into the fans to stop them, to make it overheat, and then I unplug it. And then, of course, I'm unplugging my hard drive and taking all disks out and all that shit.
So you have to do that every hour?
I have to do that every hour. It's a crock of shit.
Fuck that.
So the fix for me is to take a heat gun and resolder everything, basically. So just heat up the solder joints.
Get the new
you need to do the resolder.
I'll just drop $300, or I could drop a few dollars on a heat gun.
Yeah, but you need to do the resolder, and then you also, like I told you, need to put something in there to brace it on the top, so that if it does start to come loose, it won't go up.
Yeah, but that you also have the potential of re-breaking your joints.
Yeah,
so
what if you would
just a hot glue gun, anything like that work? Or is
that would be horrible. Yeah.
Would it be?
Yeah, okay. Because it'd overheat and it'd get sticky
That's
again.
True.
It
would get all over the place.
So you actually need to resolder.
Yeah, I got
to
resolder, put some more thermal paste on it, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Anyways, that's not interesting. But I did review two games. I reviewed Dead Money for Fallout. I'll talk about it in a second. And then I reviewed...
let the man get to it.
I'm getting to it.
No, I told him to let you get to it.
And then I played some Harm's Way, which is a free Doritos game. And I played some.
Were you eating
Case West
Doritos while you were playing them?
Actually, I was.
That's why. Awesome. That's why his dick is. Orange.
Which Doritos? The nacho
cool
cheese.
Ranch. No, that's
Cool
Ranch.
Cool Ranch.
Ranch. Nachos.
Yeah.
Nachos, Brian.
So, and I didn't really notice the Xbox error because I was there was a Steam sale going on for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I spent a fucking $100 on Steam.
So that's been about half that.
And I bought a Wii, and I bought Monster Hunter Tri, and I bought Metroid.
Are you gonna actually try and get your 360 fixed, or are you just gonna buy a new one?
No, I'm gonna get it fixed. I'm just gonna fix it. It's just I don't have the money for the heat gun. So that's one of my things on my agenda. But anyways, like I said, that's kind of boring. But Steam.
Hey, Grumpy Bone. Calm down.
Steam. So we're talking about scary games.
Grumpy Gladys.
Yeah, Amnesia.
Yes.
Fucking ridiculous.
When did that game come out?
Earlier this year, and it was on sale.
Really?
It came out around Halloween, I think. But it was on. It was originally $20. It's an indie game, and then it went on sale for $10 around Halloween. I was like, I keep seeing this thing about Amnesia, and then I hear Giant Bomb talking about it, and I hear Joystick talking about it. I was like, what's Amnesia? And so I was like, it was $6. I was like, gonna get me some Amnesia. We'll see what this is about. And that game is an adventure in a castle and at a no determined date. And you can't kill anything. And the sound effects...
Like, you can't, or it's just really hard?
No, you can't.
Damn.
You can't kill anything. You're supposed to hide. And if you look at enemies, you go insane. And so there's like some... So, like, these enemies are creepy as hell to begin with. And on top of that, like, your vision gets all crazy when you, like, hear these weird sounds. And the sound effects are done so well. Like, that you kind of get into it. Like, when he starts getting scared, his heart starts thumping, and they put a lot of bass into it.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing.
I might actually make you guys play it at some point this weekend, but...
Probably not happen.
But, just play through the intro sequence. It's pretty crazy.
He's like...
I'll play it.
This reminds
me
of Amnesia.
It's dum-dum. Dum-dum. It's... Quit making the masturbation jokes.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
So, anyways, with the whole thing, though, your heart starts beating, you can hear it, it starts... making the sound effect, it starts syncing with you, and it's so, like, the sound design is just so well done. It's incredible how well done the sound design is.
And I'm surprised I haven't heard more people talk about it. And, like, you see enemies, and you got to go run and hide and barricade yourself, and... My God, it's fucking insane. Yeah. But, yeah, it's, there's a sanity meter.
Wait, hold on. You only played, like, an hour of Dead Space because it creeped you out. How are you still playing Amnesia?
Because it's in chunks.
Oh.
I can kill the enemies in Dead Space, and I don't know what it is about it, but... I mean to go back to it.
Maybe it's the fact that they rip out of the walls and go like...
I don't like jump scares that often. I can deal with impending doom, but I can't deal with jump scares.
Okay, so this is...
I can deal with jump scares.
It's not jump scares in this game?
No.
Then I may play it.
But it's fucking intense.
I watched him scream like a little bitch while playing Alan Wake.
Well,
and that was just during moments that were just suspenseful. You're like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's
going to
happen?
Nothing was happening.
Because the music would change. You'd just be like, what's going to happen? Tell me. And I'd be like, nothing's going to happen.
Where's the jump?
I know. No. I just say, nothing's going to happen. You're like, I know something's going to happen. It's getting all weird and shit. Something's gonna, there's music, and then nothing would happen.
But it happens the same way in movies, though, because whenever the music changes, you start to get tense.
Yeah.
So anyways.
But it's funny watching him.
Amnesia is not like that. Amnesia is full of sound effects, and then you'll see something, and like off in the corner of your vision gets all fucked up. And then you start hallucinating and seeing like all sorts of crazy-ass bullshit. And it just keeps getting scarier if you keep looking, so you gotta light a light.
So it's like a really bad shroom trip at the club.
It's fucking crazy. This is seriously like, this is scarier
than any
movie I've ever seen.
Are there any crickets?
There's no crickets, Holly. But, we won't go into that.
No, we won't.
But, yeah, this game is just fucking crazy. So
I know what you're talking about.
and then I posted that video of of people's impressions.
Yeah.
And you see the kid, and he's, like, all, like, brave and everything. And you see him, and he, like, one point, he, like, screams, Mommy.
I thought that was on the game.
No, that was him. And then his buddy gets in there. His face is, like, all contorted. Yeah. He's, just, like, all looking all fucking scared.
He's just like, Mommy.
And then his buddy gets in the chair to go play the game, you know. And it's just a camera, like, position to look at him. And his buddy's all playing it for about 5 minutes. And you see, What the fuck? And he starts covering his face, and he just jumps out of the chair. It's like, that's Amnesia.
Dude, it's almost like the,
it's almost
so
like the,
I might pick it up from Steam. Yeah, it's the scariest fucking game.
It's almost like the Doom 3 reactions you could watch when that one came out.
Yeah, this is way better.
Doom 3 had some great atmosphere too, but the reaction shots when like this one guy showed his grandma Doom 3. You ever see that one?
No,
sits his grandma down and just says, push this key, and she's walking forward, and she's like, oh my God! And like, jumps out of the fucking... Like, how could you do that?
I killed my grandma playing...
No. ID Software killed my grandma. I did nothing.
They sued him.
I introduced her to the W button. That's all I did.
But, yeah, so I talked a lot about that, but I played Call of Cthulhu. It's an old Bethesda game.
I bought that for him for Christmas.
Yes, that was courtesy of Trent here. Because
it's just such a badass game.
Pretty cool so far. That game's also fairly scary, not nearly as close to Amnesia. But it's got some cool atmosphere, a lot of cool detective shit. Played a lot of Super Meat Boy.
Plus it keeps really close to, I'm not going to say dead on, because you actually do see quite a bit of the monsters in it, but the atmosphere and the style
kind
of story.
Hitchcock feel?
No, Lovecraft. That's who it's all based after, is H.P. Lovecraft. And it keeps really close to his style of how it's done. So that's why I like that game so much.
So there's that. I played a lot of Torchlight. Just got back into that game. It's an incredible game. It's basically just it's Diablo.
Yeah,
and it looks really good.
I thought it was Diablo.
It's Diablo.
Wrong,
wow!
Yeah, but I thought it had a couple of the developers were.
Yeah. So the guy that did the music for Diablo does the music for Torchlight, and like half the development team is old Diablo crew.
And WoW as well.
Yeah, they're all Blizzard people. But they uses the Blizzard engine, like the WoW engine. Or at least it looks like it does. And then it's all, you know, it's all isometric like Diablo. So it's got some really good colors. It's got some really decent art in it. I really like the art style for it. And the music is just enchanting. I love it.
It's enchanting.
It really is. Like, there's some really good licks on the guitar in that game. Play a little bit of Greed Inc., which is a strategy game. It's a little bit out there. I don't know how I feel about it yet. Played Soul Survivor, another tower defense game.
It's a fun one.
It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah. I brought that one up.
I think you did. It was on sale for $4.99.
Yeah. It was at the beginning of our podcast. I didn't have anything to play that week, and I ended up grabbing that. And I told you, I was like, dude, check this game out. It is fucking fun.
I played a little bit of The Ball, which is a weird ass game. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like this third person game. And I guess this is just this whole podcast is talking about Steam games, but but these are indie games that deserve some kind of recognition. The Ball is an interesting game because you have a ball that you roll like a boulder, and this whole ball thing is like it's kind of clear.
Oh, I saw things for that.
Yeah,
and you puzzle. Have these big puzzles that you got to defeat or whatever, and then you got enemies or whatever you squash with it. But it's just all physics based. It's all kind of dark. It kind of looks like Quake meets the Aztecs or something.
I remember I was telling you it kind of looked like Ruin.
Yeah, kind of like Ruin.
Sorry, not Ruin, but Rune, the old Viking game that came out like long ago.
I thought you were talking about Rune, the game I played this year.
No. I was thinking of Rune, which was
Wasn't it on the original?
That was for PC.
I think it might have been.
They might have brought. Oh no, they did bring over the Rune game, the Rune series. I don't remember if that was the original game or a sequel.
It's been a long fucking time. But anyways, it kind of looks like that, and it's like a puzzle game. And it was like $5. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Got Killing Floor for the Christmas special. Killing Floor is it's kind of a zombie horde mode survival game. Kind of like Left 4 Dead. Actually a little bit more intense in spots.
I was about to say, man, the chick with the Christmas lights all wrapped around her just starts screaming.
Yeah.
And the camera shakes and everything. That's a little bit more intense than Left 4 Dead. So.
It really is. And it's you got a little timer and it says, here they come. And then you get all these waves of zombies coming at you. And they're all different kinds of specials or whatever.
There's not even zombies. There was a 7-foot-tall gingerbread man.
It's really fucking weird.
Yeah. And there's a death claws.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, that came at you. And then there's the reindeer that crawl on the ground like hunters and just like come at you and shit. It's fucking twisted.
Well, they weren't reindeer. They were. This is a Christmas
patch. They had little reindeer.
No, it was like a weird monster thing with little like antlers taped to its head.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking. And they threw you out of a window at one point. It was pretty humorous.
It's intense. It always makes me kind of jumpy because it's so adrenaline.
See, I got that with all the skin packs.
Mm-hmm.
For like, man, I can't remember. I think it was maybe
like
$5.
Bucks.
It was like
five, six bucks.
I waited to see if they would put all of them up, and I watched you play it. And then
we're going to have to play it at some point.
Yeah, that same day, they finally put up the entire pack with everything, so I went ahead and grabbed it.
We're going to have to do a Steam Gauntlet at some point.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played Ninja Bread Man?
No.
Oh, my God. I didn't actually play it, but someone at work had actually bought it, and they came up, and I actually checked them out, whatever. And they had Ninja Bread Man. And I was just like, dude, with a name like that, how could I have not have heard of it before?
You'll have to check it out.
Yes.
That sounds awesome.
You should check out, what's it called? Is it Fairy Tale Slaughter or Fairy Tale Massacre? Remember I showed you that?
I hate Fairy Tale Fights.
No, this is not Fairy Tale Fights. This is, it's called Fairy Tale Massacre or Fairy Tale Bloodbath, and all it is you play this insane little redhead chick with a butcher knife and an arsenal weapon who just goes around massacring the shit out of cute little fairy tale things. And they actually have a white room mode where it's just a blank white canvas, and it's a horde mode where they just keep sending things at you.
So eventually turn the canvas red.
Yeah, it's all physics based too, so there's just blood everywhere whenever you chop something up. If you go in to do your special chop move, it zooms in on the side and shows a close up of the person being sliced into like multiple pieces in like anime style. And there is a story mode as well, but
Not as fun.
Yeah, it's not as fun. It's cute. It's kind of like Conker's Bad Fur Day, just brought into a more bloody kind of aspect, that type of style of game. And it's for Xbox, and it's really funny as hell. It's worth checking out.
So, yeah. What was it?
I can't. I'll have to get the name for you later. It's on my Xbox. It's called Fairy Tale Massacre.
If you find
it,
you should post it on the site.
Yeah, I will.
A couple of other games I got. Of course, I had Civ, and I've been playing the shit out of that. Civ 5. Got Crysis. Just got through the intro. The game is like 2,000 gigs. Not really. It's like 15. So it's eating up my hard drive. I need to get a new hard drive. But, I didn't actually end up playing a whole lot of that because I wanted to play some of the other stuff. And I'll probably get into Crysis here pretty soon. Got Deus Ex. Got 1 and 2, basically. And mostly just to prepare for the new release coming out soon. So
yeah.
figured out how to replay those. And then I got Stalker. Got that plus all the expansion packs for Stalker for $4.99.
Stalker.
Stalker's kind of like Fallout, but...
Stalker?
Yeah, Stalker. S-T-A-L-K-E-R.
Okay.
So I picked that up for like $4.99, and it's kind of like Fallout. It's got a lot of RPG elements. It's a little bit more dated looking than Fallout, but it's still pretty good. I always give it shit for being really depressing, but getting back into it, I kind of like it.
Oh, is that the non-funny...
Non-funny Fallout.
Huh. I've been wanting to check that out.
Well, it was $4.99 the other day, so I picked it up. And the expansion pack.
Actually, it was Fairy Tale Fights, but I think this is a new one that they put out that's just complete Bloodshed Massacre.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because I had the demo. I've had it for a while.
The game, though, that I've been playing the most of, and this is going to sound funny, has actually been Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah.
That's a really fun game.
I never realized how good this game is. I've been giving it shit. I was like, it's a Popcat game. I hate Popcat.
See, I just went into...
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not a big Bejeweled or Zuma fan or anything. I always thought that just made trash games.
I always liked Zuma.
Yeah, I actually bought Zuma on Xbox when I first got it, and mainly for my ex-girlfriend, but it is addictive.
It really is.
Plants vs. Zombies is addictive, and it is challenging, especially in the later levels, and it's... It's fairly incredible. I don't know how I wasted so much time.
So is it?
I'm probably gonna play it tonight.
Whenever I think of Plants vs. Zombies, I don't know, for some reason I think of like Farmville.
No. You plant these. You have these horde of zombies that go across your lawn. You plant plants to fight them.
Oh.
So you got the shooter plants. All these different weird. They all have different abilities. So it's tower defense.
Yeah.
But you're killing zombies.
With plants.
It's pretty ridiculous, but it works. And I don't know how it works. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And little sound effects and everything else. It's just fun. It's very arcadey. Especially for, you know, I don't usually have fun with non-mature games, and that's maybe a cop-out, but...
Hmm.
Yeah. Then I bought a Wii.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really like that.
I'm actually enjoying it.
What do you have on it?
I bought a Ogre Battle... Person of Lordly Caliber, because I used to play the shit out of that. It's on Nintendo 64.
You can get Monster Hunter.
I have Monster Hunter.
Did you get Monster Hunter?
I actually haven't touched it yet, because I've been playing so much Metroid. Been playing Metroid Other M, actually, and for all the shit that everybody's been giving it, I actually like it a lot, because the controls, to me, are not that bad. So there's a big contention on it that you have to like aim with the Wiimote, and then you flip it around to do the movement. And for me, that's actually not turning out to be such a bad thing. I've gotten so coordinated with it that I can fucking, like, switch back and forth with no problem.
Yeah.
But, it's really fucking cool. It looks really good for a Wii game. I mean, incredibly good. I went ahead and got the component outputs and everything, and it just looks awesome. But, been playing a lot of that. I got Metroid Prime Corruption. I'm gonna get into that at some point soon. But
I like all the Prime games.
Yeah.
All the Prime games are really highly rated, so it's something I tend to actually get into very soon. But I just haven't had enough time. But especially with all these games, Jesus Christ. Last two I'll talk about, and this is what I was getting back around to. And actually, do you want to talk to anybody else? Because I actually got a couple of reviews.
No, everybody else has talked about their games.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of video games. I haven't been sleeping, if anybody's wondering. I've been sleeping like 4 hours a night.
How's that meth habit?
It's just coffee and Guinness right now.
That's the two major ingredients in meth.
At least for me. And lots of chili.
For like Irish meth.
Yeah, it's Irish meth. Give me some Bailey's and some coffee and some Guinness. But, and the beard. But,
And the beard.
I'm still surprised you're going. I even trimmed mine today. I had to trim it.
Yeah, you got a little haircut, too, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You didn't? It looks like it did.
I just trimmed the beard.
Wow, it's amazing what so little can do.
Well, it's a new year.
I don't know.
He looks good with it. I like it.
I'd be really pissed if you shaved off your entire beard. You can trim it.
You're giving me permission now?
I've never met a man that can cut a tree down with his face, so it's really cool, I think. Yeah.
Anyways.
You could saw through a human hand.
You can make clothing for Ethiopians with that beard.
Loincloths, no less. Yeah. I'm just going to quilt it.
A loincloth beard.
You just need to go for the full
bearded loincloth.
The full Rasputin.
That's just when you grow it out too much.
Just go for the full Rasputin and grow it out.
I like it though. I think you should try and not shave it the entire year.
Grow your
hair
out and look like Jesus.
See how long it'll get. That's your New Year's resolution. Don't shave.
Holly, I'm not listening to you.
He will never get laid if he did that. Because once it reaches down to here, it just doesn't look right anymore. Once it's down past your neck.
So what is he losing?
See, I wasn't even going to be that mean, man. You got to be mean.
You can shave it by next Christmas. You'll be fine.
She'll find you girls that like grizzly boys. So
you can be a bear in the gay community.
Well, you can go out with Kenneth to the clubs.
I don't know what to say. Anyways,
that you're interested?
No.
It's like, let me think about it.
So you guys really should get Harm's Way because it's free.
Okay.
Changing and it's a Doritos subject. Game.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah.
And I'm an avid Doritos fan.
If they gave out a pack of free Doritos, I'd totally be there. But I'll grab
They're
it anyways.
They're already giving you a free game.
I'll grab it anyways. Well, Burger King gave me a free game, too.
No, this is way better than
Look
Burger King.
Look what happened with that.
So it's an off-road racing game with a twist. It has...
it's had the Shyamalan.
What can you twist with it?
You have... One team plays turrets, one team plays cars.
What?
The twist is the people are the cars.
Yeah.
So anyways, as a turret, you're trying to blow up the cars. Mm-hmm. However many cars you blow up is your score.
Are you stationary?
You can keep switching turrets.
Okay.
So you keep switching turrets, you keep getting upgrades, and you can steal the cars' upgrades. So anyways, there's upgrades, kind of like a Mario Kart kind of thing, you mm-hmm. know? And you got four cars racing, four people shooting, and then you switch off. And the only complaint I have so far is that you have to, it's really hard to find a match, so I need some people to play with me. And it's free, so for crying out loud, it's fucking free. And I'm already giving it a decent review because the controls are very solid and arcadey, and I just like it. It looks really good, too. I mean, especially for a downloadable game, this looks like a 360 game.
Really? No, it is a 360
game. No, but it's a downloadable
game. It looks like a disc.
It looks like a disc game. It doesn't look like Meat Boy. It looks...
Yeah.
I mean, Meat Boy looks good for a pixel game.
Yeah.
But this is like an actual 3D
like what about game. Compared to like Monday Night Combat, because that looks good for a DLC game.
This looks good for a disc game.
Okay.
It's
1.5.
Like K-Zero.
It's on par.
Okay.
Nice.
Speaking of K-Zero, Case West. So I've been reviewing that in like hour chunks. And Case West is the shit, man.
Good to see Frank West back.
Frank West looks like a douchebag as always. More so, they've kind of re-envisioned him a little bit. He's still recognizable, but he looks more douchebaggy.
I noticed they made his forehead, his brow more protruding.
Yeah, and like his hairline has receded a little bit more.
He's becoming.
It's been a couple years.
He's becoming Max Payne slowly. He looks like
a brute.
Yeah,
especially for a reporter.
Yeah,
but they throw you in, and it's kind of got this whole like. Weird, like chemistry between the two. Like, shut up.
I was just thinking of the dude in Boxers, the little heart Boxers with the dinosaur head, and Frank West standing there going like, so, you come here often?
Well, yeah. I mean, it has a lot of humor because they don't get along very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Surprise.
They even have, like, the whole, like, air shaft thing, like, from Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah.
They have a little fight thing go on, and then he fall on a bunch of zombies.
Do you think that was an homage to...
I think it was.
Because that kind of sounds like it.
It seemed like a little bit of an homage, but...
homage.
It's like, whoever needs a fucking rope? But, it's got a lot of decent humor in it. There's new weapons. There's a... You're going to laugh. There's a gun. Shut up. You're such an asshole. So you have, like, the emitter gun, like the sonic emitter gun.
I just do it until...
Dead Rising.
Yeah.
You combine that gun with the laser sword, and you have like this sonic emitter gun that blows up a shitload of zombies.
The quote unquote lightsaber mixed with a sonic emitter.
Yeah, the quote unquote lightsaber.
The thing that's obviously a lightsaber, but Lucas was like, no.
The laser sword.
He's like, I own the copyright.
The saber of light.
Yeah.
The saber of death.
Especially something called a light katana, just to get around it, you know.
But anyways, you can combine it with the laser sword, and you got like a fucking...
A light broadsword.
Yeah.
It's like a photon cannon of death.
A light dirk.
You can combine a katana and a scythe.
Nice.
Will you make a bigger blade?
You just have to see it.
Okay.
There's a... you know like those like floor waxers, you know, that you see in like big department stores?
Mm-hmm.
They have one of those. You can combine it with a cattle prod. And you're, like, just racing through and electrocuting, like, shitloads of zombies.
Oh, awesome.
So there's a lot of cool combinable shit. And then, you know, if you played the original Dead Rising, the controls sucked ass because the camera was on one joystick and the gun's on the other.
Mm-hmm.
Now all you do is you aim, and this is the biggest thing for me. You aim and you hit right button, and it turns into a camera, and you fucking take a picture, and you're done with it.
Nice.
So now you can move and shoot. You can move and shoot pictures. They reinvented the whole control scheme, and fucking Blue Castle kicks ass for doing so.
Yeah, that was one of the big piss-offs for me in the original Dead Rising was taking photos.
Yeah, because you had to switch your...
For AP,
it turned into, like, FPS mode with a camera, and the other way was, like, all fucked up ass-backwards, like, aim mode.
I did get some really amazing shots, though, but I also got bit quite a bit, so...
Yeah, it's super convenient to take pictures in this game. They just reinvented the control scheme and made it better.
Nice.
It's got a decent story so far. You're basically just in a lab facility, and you're trying to find out more things to clear your name. I'm not going to give away too much.
Did they bring in the same guy who played Frank West in the first game to do the voice?
It sounds like him.
Sounds like him.
I didn't check on that.
Okay.
But, a lot of things are easier to combine even from the original game. Like, even some of this... Like, okay, so you combine, like, fucking... was it? Hmm. Vodka and an apple, or OJ and an apple, and you get a fucking queen.
Yeah.
Like, you just combine them, and then you drink it, and out comes a queen. So now you have the queen to, like, fucking stomp some shit, stomp some fucking zombies.
A queen?
The little queen.
Remember, you get the queen. The queen.
Okay,
yeah, and you stomp on it,
and
then it kills a bunch of zombies.
Makes their heads explode,
So you got that now. So, I mean, like, with Case West, I mean, it's just, they reinvented it again. It's still good. I haven't beat it yet, because I've been playing in hour chunks, but it's just one facility.
How long do you think the game is in total?
If it's like Case West, or not Case West, Case Zero, that was 2.5-3 hours. Remember I played through it like 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
It's not over the top hard. It's pretty forgiving.
Except for when your daughter dies over and over again because you don't get all the shit you need.
Yeah, so. We won't bring up what they do with the daughter in this one, but you just need to get the first one.
They do have her in Case West?
You'll just have to play the first one.
Oh, no, I'm just asking. They do have her in that one? So it's kind of a continuation of the...
I am not making any predictions. This is new shit.
Okay.
Is that all the games you've been playing?
Almost.
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 Jesus.
One more.
Chapter
Maybe
Z.
Two. Maybe three. How many?
Maybe you should just shut up and let him get started.
No, I was going to finish talking about Case West.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, Case West, I think anybody should buy it for the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a Dead Rising fan and the controls are solid as shit. The gameplay is solid as shit. It's fun. I went to bed at 4 in the morning because I played a lot of that. So, because I started reviewing it too. But the other game I've been playing is, I'm obviously a huge-ass Fallout fan, and, you know, the whole Dead Money DLC came out, and I put it on the back burner because I was like, I don't have to review this for next week, so I'm going to put it on the back burner and play Steam games.
Yeah.
And I put it on the back burner till this week, and then I played it, and I was like, holy shit. This is, like, better than Fallout. The voice acting's better. I mean, I'm not saying anything against the professional voice actors they hired. There's more expression. That's my problem with Bethesda games. There's not a lot of expression in the... Like, the voice acting's good, but the character acting is not so hot.
It's no Red Dead.
No. And they did that with this. There's a lot of good expression. There's a lot of actual acting by the character models. And the voice acting's solid as shit. But,
Plus, they updated
the character models. The character models look great.
Yeah, that girl you showed me fucking gave me nightmares, dude.
You actually make your own character in this one, too?
No, you got to bring them over at level 20.
Okay.
So you need a level 20 character because this is hard as hell. This is way harder than Fallout New Vegas. Like, it multiplies the hard factor by 3.
Okay, wait. Hard, like we're playing on easy, and then we move over and it's hard, or...
It's difficult.
Okay, well, because I know whenever you were playing New Vegas, you had it on.
He told me that if I put it on
hardcore mode, I'd have just been dead.
Yeah, he said it's that bad. Also, there's a thing with the companions, you said.
Yeah, you get new companions. That's one of the things. There's 3 new companions in this. They're all well voice acted. I really like them. There's a... I really shouldn't get into this. It's too new.
Yeah.
But there's a... just say this. There's only one human. And the Super Mutant is one of the most interesting characters that Obsidian has ever made.
So I like the fact they're bringing Super Mutants.
I'll actually talk about it off the podcast. I don't want to piss anybody off.
Right, right.
But it's...
interactive characters.
Yeah, the character model on him is great. The detail on these characters is so much better.
Yeah, that chick that had the... We'll go into that
later.
Lighting and all that was just
really impressive. Yeah. But
I mean, like, what I'm getting at is that you are actually playing like the more hardcore version of New Vegas.
No, I got three games going, Holly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got three games that are on in-game. One that I've actually beat the game on, and two that I haven't. The hardcore mode one.
Okay.
Is still simmering on back
burner. Well, see, I didn't know if you were basing the difficulty on this one to one that I'm talking about.
Well, I got one on hardcore and hard, and that game is hard as fuck.
Okay.
Because I played a speech dude, and that was the absolute wrong thing to do at the end of the game. playing the other two games on normal, though. And I'm playing this with my guy that's basically does Hulk speak, which is making this game really interesting.
And that's set on normal mode, right?
Yeah, it's on normal mode. And here's what's hard about this game. The setting is you basically get knocked out and dragged into this town. And there's this legend in the West about Sierra Madre. And Sierra Madre is like this casino that it's kind of like the, what is that? That City of Gold kind of deal?
I know which one you're talking about. Solomon's Lost Mine.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's like a legend in the world of Fallout.
The Sun City, that was it. Yeah,
and so it's this in the city. Everybody thinks there's a lot of treasure, and nobody's been able to break into this vault. And so you're in a city.
It has to do with the bottle caps, doesn't it?
Sorta, and I'll get into that. The thing makes this different though is you're in Sierra Madre, and there's this Spanish town that somebody built years before the big bomb went off, mm-hmm. and it was a resort area. And inside the resort, there was some lost technology. That was before the war. And so you meet up with some guys and you're there to get rid of or break into this vault. So you recruit your team, kind of all Mass Effect, and there's a nod to recruiting your team. That's like part of one of the missions, recruit a team, even an achievement for it. It's totally nod to Mass Effect. But so you recruit your team, and then each team member has a different job in this heist. And so, but part of the thing about this heist, you're in the city that's filled full of toxic, corrosive gas. And this is a part about hardcore mode, because the gas is always damaging you in hardcore mode.
Yeah.
And there's not any health items anywhere to be had. You have to buy all your health. When you get into this level, you lose all your items. Everything you had on you is gone. And so you have this little bomb collar thing on here that this guy's controlling you with, where if one of your guys dies, you die.
Damn.
If you get in too close a proximity to like certain emitters, you die. So you have to figure out your way around these puzzles. The poison gas is, like, all over the fucking place. And in hardcore mode, it, like, fucking kills you. Like, it keeps damaging you, I guess. Yeah. I haven't actually checked that out, but I've heard that you can die from the poisonous gas in hardcore mode, which is why I didn't play it that way. I wanted to figure it out first. But you still get hurt by it a considerable amount.
Yeah.
By this fucking crazy-ass poison gas. But and then there's a new enemy type called a ghost, and it's a kind of an homage to Dead Space, actually, because you can't kill them initially. You shoot them, or you try to hit them, and they're really fucking tough. They're really agile. They carry spears and fucking bladed weapons and gas bombs and all sorts of shit. And then you knock them unconscious. And after you knock them unconscious, you have to go up to them with a heavy melee weapon and do a couple of bladed or heavy attacks to chop off their head or chop off their arms. Or you got to blow them up with like a landmine. So you got to do that with every one of these, and at some levels, you could fight like three or four of these. So they're always getting back up after about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
With full health to kill your ass again.
God.
And so it's really fucking difficult. But I'm really, really loving the story so far. It's got me like thoroughly fucking hooked. And it's one of the most inventive like DLCs they've ever done for any of their games. Well, not that they did the DLCs for the old ones, but... Yeah. Just the voice acting, the fucking difficulty, the inventiveness, like you're always surviving and trading in items to get new items or whatever because you don't have any money.
Was this one largely Obsidian or Bethesda?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be Obsidian. The way that this plays out, the writing is just fucking top notch. Yeah. And I'll give that up to Obsidian. I like their writing better than I like Bethesda.
Yeah.
But,
It's I like, think, it's what were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like 800 points, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what is that, 10 bucks?
Yeah, it's about, yeah.
10 bucks for a DLC that kicks ass, and I've put about 4 hours into it after, you know, cooking my Xbox over and over again.
God.
So, I really think you guys should pick it up eventually.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah, you should.
They're not as avid Fallout fans.
No, I need to get a little more into it. I just haven't had time. Like, I bought it and I picked it up a little more, but...
You really should play through the game initially.
Yeah. Well, I had to start over too.
Yeah, I know.
Because my account was on, or my save file was on Casey's.
Oh yeah, and another thing, they do bring in new weapons.
Cool.
So new weapons, new armor, and all that shit.
And you also said that ever since you got the DLC, the loading screens are a lot faster.
Yeah, they've patched the shit out of Fallout. Like, everything is working way better than it was initially.
Nice.
If they had done this originally, I think this would have been my game of the year.
Man, they should have waited till January to release it.
Maybe they should have, and, you know. Anyways, it still did good. But, yeah, that's really all I got. I've taken the floor here for, like, 20 minutes. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, that's quite all right.
All right. I played a lot.
So what we're moving on to next is news. Anybody got any good news?
Yeah, I think he's got some. I only got one. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I've been talking for a while. Why don't somebody else go?
Yeah, I've only got one piece of news, and it's just something that I'm mad about. It's just something I'm mad about.
Oh, so, the Dead Space thing?
No, not that. Not that. What was I mad about Dead Space?
That Extraction comes out on PS3.
Oh yeah, that pissed me off. But you know, it's one of those things where I'm not gonna say anything about PlayStation users, you know, cocksuckers. But you know, PlayStation's company.
When I get the new PS3, we can put it out in the living room.
No, you're fine. PlayStation, like I said, I'm not gonna say anything bad about Sony. Fucking douchebags. Actually, what I have to bitch about does have to do with Sony in a way. And you'll think I'm petty for bringing it up, but you know, I saw you're bringing up something about. Yeah, so I can bring up something completely non-related to anything else. Ishtar. One of the greatest movies ever made. I don't care who you are. Dustin Hoffman, Warren Beatty, Charles Grodin. Greatest movie ever. Ishtar finally got announced for a Blu-ray release that was going to be on the 4th. Now, this is a movie that's never been on DVD in America. It was released in Germany and in England. In England, it was in a big box set for Dustin Hoffman, which had Hook and a couple other movies. In Germany, it was actually released as an individual DVD. Never got released here. The only reason it was ever called a big failure at the box office, even though it made more money than everything released the same day as it, was because Warren Beatty refused to let press media come to the set where they were shooting, because they were shooting in Morocco, which was in complete turmoil and war at the time. They were receiving bomb threats, death threats, all kinds of crap like that, you know? And also, he just didn't want media there. He didn't want to take the responsibility, and he just didn't want them there. So they basically, all the critics blackballed this movie on principle, even though it's a fantastic fucking movie. So the day it's supposed to come out, I start looking for it, can't find it. Day after it comes out, Blu-ray announces, oh, we postponed it indefinitely. The day after it was supposed to already be in stores, they postpone it. So, I have a message for Blu-ray, which is, go fuck yourself. Go ahead and put Lawrence of Arabia out, because that's scheduled for this year.
I like Lawrence of Arabia.
It's an okay movie.
I like it
a lot. I like Ishtar better, because it actually makes me laugh. And it has really wonderful songs in it. So, like Software. Great song. Okay, anyways, moving on. Your time.
Do you have any news, Holly?
None.
Do you want me to do my news? Alrighty. Well, there's a rumor going around that the Kinect was causing a red ring of death on people's 360s. And Xbox just came out and said that the claims that the Kinect was causing it was completely false, and there's no connection between red ring of death and the Kinect.
So were the guys...
Well, red ring of death is just caused by an overheat, so yeah, I mean...
It must have been the Kinect, maybe... making it work harder.
Well, maybe it's guys in trench coats with hats on walking around telling people that, and if you look underneath their trench coat, they have a Sony badge right on their fucking shirt. So
yeah. I have no idea what's going on with that. Well, time will tell.
We'll see. The Xbox has really been plagued with the whole like overheat issue and using some cheap shit and in their consoles. And I mean, we appreciate the price tag that it was always cheaper than Sony for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, Sony has... the same problems with those Blu-ray lenses going out. It's just it didn't get as much media hype because more people have Xbox.
I actually heard a report that Xbox has sold over 40 million units in its lifetime. Mm. It's actually rivaling the Wii right now. And there was more Xbox sales this year than any other console.
That's ridiculous.
So,
I can believe it, though.
Well, see, another thing with Xbox was is you got what you saw. You got what you were advertised to get. With PlayStation, it was a little hit or miss. Sometimes you got what they were talking about. And as the newer models came out, they changed everything around. So
they changed a lot of shit, man. You don't know what you're getting when you get a PS3. Yeah. It could be a fucking like 60 gig. It could be the fucking big-ass one. It could be anything.
They changed
some of them play at
so
PS3.
Much.
Some of them are PS2 games. Some of them don't.
Oh, yeah. They still play them. It's just a hit or miss as if it's going to play a PS1 or PS2 certain titles. The older ones that are no longer
being made.
Well,
the older ones actually had the fucking lens
in
it.
Yeah, it's the CHEO3 whatever. The ones that had that serial number are the 60 gig and, was it 20 gig, I think, are the ones that actually have the hardware emulation. Sorry, the actual hardware built into it rather than software. All the new ones have software, and it's buggy and doesn't work on most things. And you don't get that with Xbox. Xbox said, here's our port list. This is what we're bringing over. Fucking deal with it. PlayStation is like, they're still saying, oh no, the 120 gig we have now is completely backward compatible. No, it's not. It's complete false advertising.
Yeah, because I have the 80 gig that I got about 2-3 years ago, and it's not backwards compatible.
Yeah, it's only the 60 and below, the original models.
And that kind of sucks.
Still get
You would think it'd be the opposite way.
No, I basically realized it was cheaper to go with software emulation than hardware. And they just didn't take into account that a lot of people want that hardware emulation.
There's
so
still a lot
of
great PS2 games.
Oh, yeah. And PS1 games, like
but
Overdrive.
They're trying to sell PS3 games.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, but like Overblood for PS1 was great. Final Fantasy 8, you know. Final Fantasy 7, even. Xenogears, you know, great fucking games.
Xenogears. Really?
No, the originals. Not Xenosaga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Xenogears was good. Xenosaga fucking sucked.
Alrighty. And my next news story is DC Universe Online beta ended today.
Did you get in?
No, I never got an invite on it. I was kind of depressed. But they have a release date. It's January the 11th.
Yep.
So are you going to get it next week?
I probably am. I want to see what an MMO on a PS3 is going to be like.
I've heard a lot of mixed reviews. Okay, so I was pouring through news.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about all the millions they've ported into Star Wars, Galaxies, but the new MMO.
Yeah. Old Republic?
Yeah, and they've poured like 6 years of development into this so far, and 30 million. They still don't think that it's as good as WoW.
Yeah.
And that's sad because, I was actually reading this on 1UP, of all things, and they were talking about how, well, with Star Wars WoW on its initial release, you know, 6 years ago, they poured $100 million into that game.
God damn.
But it has totally paid off. It's made billions.
Yeah.
It's like they even poured Lance Henriksen into the new Star Wars thing, and it's, you know. But, of course, when it comes to Lance Henriksen, if he's in something, you know that the mainstream version of it is a lot better than generic that he's in.
He is a speck on the wall.
I love Lance Henriksen.
He has nothing to do with this trend.
He's such a fucking funny thing. He did the voice acting for the original promos is what he did.
So what I'm thinking with DC Universe, I don't think it's going to be a WoW killer at all. But I think it'll be fun for the year or two it's up.
And you gotta know when I'm making a joke.
No,
especially
I know.
About Lance Henriksen.
I know. I'm just saying. But like with Star Wars Galaxies, though, I mean, we've all been excited about this. I mean, I'm almost on the verge.
Old Republic.
Yeah. I'm on the verge of actually getting back into an MMO.
Oh, you and I are both huge.
We've been talking about
KOT,
this for like 2 years.
Yeah, KOTAR fans. So, and I'm like all about anything Old Republic, the Star Wars,
anything
especially
fucking BioWare.
Especially, yeah, I was about to say anything that's especially
but
BioWare.
I've heard a lot of the pre-release stuff that the quests are boring and all this other shit. And I really hope it's not. Like when it comes out, I'm going to play it because I want to find out if it's good.
At the same time, I mean, who's the ones reviewing it, telling you that it's boring and stuff?
Well, it's 1UP, and they do a lot of video game shit. I mean, that's all they do.
Yeah.
And my last news story is BioWare announced that there will be one last DLC for Mass Effect 2 before Mass Effect 3 comes out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, doesn't the Cerberus deal go offline on January 24th something?
No idea.
They're taking off they do like a daily update on the Cerberus network, and they're supposed to stop doing that on January 24th, I want to say. In preparation, I think, for Mass Effect 3.
Which is still not coming out until December 31st.
I know. And so they're going to make one more DLC, is what I heard, for Mass Effect, which will be cool. I mean, a lot of us are all hyped about that. I really wanted to. You guys need to play this shit.
I know.
Any idea on the cost for the Mass Effect DLC?
I'm sure it'll be 560 points, probably. I mean, that's what they've all been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need a...
$750.
I didn't like Mass Effect 1. It was... there's just a lot of things, but I heard all the things I didn't like they fixed in Mass Effect 2. So I might pick up Mass Effect 2 and play it.
You'll be fucking hooked.
Mass Effect 1 is more, you go in there for the story, because everything carries over to Part 2. And then Part 2, you go over into, you play for the gameplay and the story, because they made everything right.
Excellent. And that's about all I have on news. So I hope Justin hurries up and grabs his beer.
Ew.
Whoa.
That whistle.
It was screaming.
It was a head crab. That's all the active yeast.
It's like, don't drink me.
It's all the active yeast.
You have a lot of active yeast.
Look at that. It's tasty goodness.
To get some Vagisil, man.
All right. What do you have for news, buddy?
Well, something unrelated to gaming. There is a meteor shower this year that is active all the way through the 10th, so we're on the 5th right now. Last night, well, for you guys listening, if you're listening on the first day, would have been the peak on the 4th. But it's called the Quadrantids.
Is it
the first meteor shower of the year.
Is that Quadrantides?
Quadrantids.
Quadrantids.
But it happens annually, and it happens during the first month of the year. So go out there and do some stargazing. Meteors are cool.
Mm. Meteors. I remember that time we were going to Arkansas and we saw a
meteor. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, we were on
that just 169.
Yeah. Fucking 169.
Or I-44.
We're on the because we were passing by my old grade school. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we were going by the golf, the putt-putt place, and up in the sky I saw this thing. I was like, what the fuck's that? He looks up and this flaming fucking balls just going over the fucking highway. It's pretty decent size, and I was like, wow, that was a fucking meteor. It's like, maybe that's a bad omen. Maybe we shouldn't go to Arkansas. So,
yeah, it was a weird trip.
Yeah, it was weird.
We're not going into that. Yeah.
Two guys, one girl. No, we didn't,
and
we
some
didn't
flaming
do that.
Balls.
We didn't do that, no.
Speaking of weird sexual references, so Bulletstorm CEO is making these like dev diary announcements with a video, and there was this one of him a few days ago where he was in the shower. It was just a picture of him in the shower, and it's him voicing it over. He's talking about, you know, the new game Bulletstorm for Epic Games, Mike Capps. And at the end of it, he calls everybody dick tits, and I don't know what that's all about. It's pretty fucking funny, though, because I've just never heard the term dick tits.
I'm going to start using that. Like, hey, Vanessa, how are your dick tits hanging? So, hey, Mom, what's up? Dick tits.
Hello, hangers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bulletstorm comes out next month. It'll be something that one of us has got to review. But
what's up, dick tits?
But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen the trailers for it, I mean, there's all sorts of crazy ways to kill people with a lot of sexual innuendo and a lot of cursing and a lot of fun, really, is what it looks like to me. So I'm going to be totally picking up some Bulletstorm next month. But
do they have dick tits in the game?
I wonder if there's an achievement called dick tits.
Probably. They need to add one.
Maybe they take a taser and like hit them right in the tits.
They need to be like, goddamn, our CEO, now I got to add a fucking achievement in called dick tits.
So there's some kind of update. Just keep checking Epic's website, because Mike Capps is actually pretty funny. I'm going to give it up to their fucking CEO for having a sense of humor. Got a few releases coming up here,
yeah,
of course.
Take a lesson, EA.
DC Universe that Andrew talked about. We got Monday Night Combat coming out on the 17th for the PC. Got some Mass Effect 2 coming out for PS3 on the 18th. And some Little Big Planet 2 on the 25th. And, of course, Dead Space 2. And Two Worlds, and I'll let you get into that later, Trent.
Is Little Big Planet actually coming out on the 25th?
That's according to a new source I read today.
Am I doing Two Worlds?
No, I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
That comes out at the end of the month.
Does the 11th sound right, though? Would it be on the 11th?
No,
I was telling you to pick up Two Worlds for me. And we saw an ad for it that it came out on Tuesday, and I was like, holy shit. I forgot about this.
Yeah,
I
poster in the actual store.
Yeah.
I should have, you know, bought 3 Wii games and a fucking $20 worth of software on their web store.
Mm.
But no, it ended up being pushed back. There's a new game coming out called Voxatron that looks like a cross between Minecraft and something pixelated. It looks like a... what's that game that I bought you, Andrew?
Pixel Heroes.
3D dot game heroes.
Yeah.
So it looks like that, but it's a shooter in an arena, and you blow shit up, and it all turns a little like 3D squares. They're called voxels,
That's
which is a 3D
cool.
pixel, basically. But it looks cool as shit. There's another game that I was looking at online that I was making fun of today, and Cole Catherine, John's going to get pissed at me because he probably wants this, because it's an Atlas game, and I have a love-hate relationship with Atlas. Sometimes I really like their stuff, sometimes I'm just like, this is way too fucking Japanese for me.
I told you this is way too fucking Japanese for me. Yeah, I told you I would play it.
You're just fucked up.
No, just because it looks so fucked up.
But, okay, so Catherine, it's a anime game. It's an anime puzzle platformer RPG crazy bullshit, and you're a dude with ram's horns and a pillow and little pink-hearted, like, boxer shorts.
That's all you wear.
That's all you're wearing through the whole thing. And I don't know if they're enemies or not, but it kept flashing these levels, and they had these, like rams that were standing up talking to you in crazy Japanese deep voices.
Wearing ties
with red eyes and all this other bullshit. You're jumping around avoiding, like, this fork and this knife.
It was some giant hand coming in with a fork, and it actually showed it kill you at one point. It, like, skewers you in half.
And that looked kind of cool, but it just, like, it was the over-the-top thing at the end. Yeah. They, like, christened it with the Lolita, like, on top of the little teenage skinny-ass boy that looked like he was half drunk. And she was all riding him and talking in crazy Japanese. And I'm just not into that shit because I think it's ridiculous.
They showed an advertisement
for the soundtrack, and it had the fucking
her voice is all it is. I think. Well, it's a soundtrack, but it also has her speaking.
Yeah, it had the little like sheep with the whole like on the DJ mixer shit, and I was like, oh, this is fucking.
It
ridiculous.
Looks really crazy, and it's one of those games where I'm just like, the graphics look good. I'll give it that. But
that's all you, buddy. Yeah, it comes out actually like in a week.
I won't play it by then.
It comes out really soon. Somebody can review that.
Now, if it's on Xbox, I'll just look at her and say, hey, when are you off suspension? So.
Oh, it only lasts for a week.
Yeah, there you go.
So
is that all the news?
Pretty much. I mean, aside from me playing some old school ogre battle. But
I don't think that's news.
No, but it was fun. That's not news.
I almost forgot. Another piece was Darwinia Plus is coming to Xbox.
Oh, another thing, too. Yeah. Minecraft is now off that special, so you're going to be paying a little bit more now.
Yep, and you no longer get the free anytime it updates or anything. You have to pay for them.
Yeah, I'm glad I got in there early.
Well,
yeah.
Looks like I'm not playing it.
Should. Well. You should get on my server with me and TJ. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know.
I have enough addictions. I decided to walk away from Minecraft and not even try.
Oh, it's okay. Awesome.
So next we're going to go from our results from our question we asked in 2010. What was your favorite game of 2010? Now, so I got a couple submissions. Holly got a couple submissions, which I got on my piece of paper. And let's start with Justin. What submissions do you... maybe not Justin. I'll go with my submissions.
That was your submission.
That was my submission, and good. Okay, so Tyler B's game of 2010 was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Good choice.
Very good. Josh S, same Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Vince K went with Battlefield Bad Company 2, which it was a fun game. It wasn't my top 10, but it was still a fun game. On Holly's list, we've got Kevin Peace at Medal of Honor. Good. I like the game. And she had Kyle V had Red Dead or God of War 3. Both very good games.
Both excellent games.
That's what I got for my results.
Wasn't that hers as well? Or?
Yeah, mine and Holly's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
All right. And you don't have any, right?
No, because I told you guys to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyways. Huh?
I had... Oh, you're going to just totally fucking go on,
no,
aren't
go
you?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Then I'll skip
okay.
you.
Okay. I had Jeff, Mr. Frowny, agreed with Mass Effect 2 as Game of the Year. Friend Rebecca said Pong, because she's still playing that.
Okay, because that came out this year.
Yes, that's what I said. And another one, Lisa Stanton said Left 4 Dead 2, and I reminded her that came out in November. And she said, yeah, but I play all the time. And then Adrian, who, yeah.
Wasn't paying attention.
No. This one technically did come out, and it is a game. Electronic game. Disc Golf.
I think he's talking about the one that you do in the park.
No, they actually have electronic one.
He's not on the
screen. Yeah, he also said Cranium, which is a board game, so I can technically allow that. I can. Because
it's not a video game.
Because there's some tabletop board rollers here. So.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Now, last episode, we were talking about some of the game developers and what they've been making this last year and the last 10 years. And we came up with, what is your favorite game developer? Because, I mean, some game developers make some great, great bunch of games. So I want to know, what is your guys' favorite game developers? What is yours, Justin?
Man, this is such a loaded question.
It is a very loaded question.
I have a top three.
Top three? Go for it.
I'm going to start off with Blizzard.
Damn good.
I had to quit playing Blizzard games. Blizzard makes a quality product. They may not make the top of the line graphics-wise, but they know how to make games fun.
And cinematics. Amazing.
Their cinematics always good, but I mean, I'm not playing for the cinematics. I didn't play Diablo for the cinematics, even though it kind of hooked me. I didn't play StarCraft for the cinematics, even though that was part of it. I didn't play WoW for the cinematics, because I only saw it for a little bit, and then I sunk half a year of my life into it in gameplay. On longer. One character.
Oh, yeah, one character. I was going to say, you
no,
play longer
in actual
than
gameplay. I had.
Oh, actual gameplay, yeah.
Probably 200 days played in WoW.
Jesus.
And actual gameplay. So that's why I don't play WoW anymore. But
could have cured cancer.
I'm just saying, it's for a company to be able to hook me that thoroughly. I mean, I just even StarCraft.
Stuck it that deep?
Yeah.
For $15
I mean,
a month.
I've been playing Blizzard games since I was a fucking teenager, and that's been a while. That's been a while. I've been playing Blizzard games for 15 years. So, I mean, it's just, they make a solid product. I got to give them that, even though they've made like four games. But the other developer that I really like BioWare. Neverwinter Nights has always been a favorite of mine. One of the best games ever done. KOTOR is fucking amazing. And it's just, I don't know, there's just something about BioWare. Mass Effect, of course. But they just did Dragon Age. Man, I was on the Paracel for a long time before we did this.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I felt like I was always talking about Dragon Age. Like, all last year, that's all I talked about is fucking Dragon Age and all the DLCs. I spent a whole episode talking an hour and a half about Dragon Age Origins. And that game is kick-ass. I can't wait for the next one to come out. So, there's that, and then I'm probably going to have to say Bethesda/Obsidian, because Obsidian...
What?
Obsidian is the owner of my favorite franchise, Fallout, favorite games franchise of all time. And then my other second favorite would be Morrowind.
Very good.
So, yeah, that's my answer to your loaded question.
And Holly?
I would say Ubisoft.
Right. Why? Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, obviously. Bethesda... And Obsidian.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You always have beer in your mustache.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at that.
And I pointed it out like three times
already. It's Guinness, man.
You're just saving it for later.
It's a little bit of flavor for later.
Alrighty. I'll go. You
ready? Yeah, yeah, sure. I'd say Eidos, for one. Eidos put out... The Thief series, which was just great. Classic games.
Thief's incredible.
Yeah, and beginning of a game style, pretty much, too. I mean, Thief's been around for a long-ass time. I loved all of them. They also put out the Deus Ex series.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, and Tomb Raider, which I'm not a big, big fan of, but, yeah, they did put those out as well. As well as Omicron, Nomad Soul, David Bowie's video game. Which was...
It's actually a good game. I know you're a big David Bowie fan, but I can't discount
that was one of the best Dreamcast games
ever.
Yeah, that's a really cool game. And just a lot of stuff you could do in that game. It's just really impressive. I have to go with BioWare. Yeah.
They don't make a bad game.
No, they don't.
There's nothing bad about BioWare.
No, yeah. They've never put out a game that I can utterly dispute as being shit, you know, and they put a lot into everything from...
A lot of TLC.
Yeah, on every facet from graphics, gameplay, mechanics,
story,
and story.
Best story writers in the fucking industry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just great. And they know how to translate a story over into to games. So, and then the other one would have to be... I'll just go with 2K, because they put out a lot of memorable titles that I like.
You?
So... Same with Eidos, though. Eidos if I was going back like 15 years, 20 years, put out a lot of titles that just really stand out.
Okay. And for me, I've got to go, probably number one would be Irrational Games.
Yeah, you're a BioShock fanatic.
BioShock, System Shock, just great. Hmm. All around.
Well, Civ.
No. Civ's not...
That's for Axis. And,
no, Civ is done by 2K.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I said Irrational.
Okay, yeah.
But then my next one is 2K.
Okay.
Oh, no, I forgot. No, it's the older Civ for Axis, and then...
Four and on.
Yeah, that was it.
And 2K, I got to give it up to 2K. I mean, they did BioShock 2. They did Civs. They've done Borderlands. Mm. Just some great stuff coming out of them.
2K published Borderlands. Gearbox.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah.
See, I almost made the same mistake with Eidos because I was thinking Eidos did Batman Arkham Asylum. And I remember now they just published it. Steady. Yeah, they just published it.
And then my next one would have to be Rockstar.
Fair enough. You know, Rockstar has put a lot of quality product.
I mean, GTA's from the beginning, Manhunt, Red Dead.
Yeah, for me, they've gotten better over the years because I was never a huge GTA fan. But as they've diversed out into newer titles and stuff.
I'm glad that they're doing other games, though.
That's what I'm saying.
GTA's always been a pretty solid franchise. It's just that now that they're doing some other games, I can't wait to see what they come out with.
I want to see a new Manhunt so bad.
Are they the ones doing L.A. Noire? I can't remember.
I think so.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah, because it is their style of game. That's why I thought it was them, because I'm totally anticipating L.A. Noire.
So that is our question to you. What is your favorite game developer? You can send us an email at tiltcast@rockandmail.com. Hit us up on any one of our Xbox accounts or going on one of our Facebooks.
And please don't say your local dungeon master. So,
yeah.
He's not technically a game developer.
So then what we always do
is... Dave.
So after,
even if you purchase on shares.
After we ask you we ask you your question, then we always follow it up with the gauntlet. We've been kind of skipping out on the gauntlet for the last 2 weeks. We've been busy because of holidays and fun stuff like that. So we're going back. We're doing it. We're doing another throwing down the gauntlet this week, since there is some new map packs out for some Monday Night Combat,
and they're free.
And they're free. We're jumping back into. Into one of my favorite DLCs for the year, or XBLAs for the year. We're doing some Monday Night Combat.
And really, you have to get the DLC off the catalog, because you do have to download it.
Yeah. And so, basically, same rules apply. It's a little different than the previous. We're going to knock it back a half hour, because Holly has to work. So it's going to be at 9:30 Central Time, so figure it out if you live in a different time zone. You got to have a headset to talk to us, and then just send us a party chat.
Yeah, all our gamer tags are on the website.
All the gamer tags are on the website, so it's all there. Definitely, you guys need to check us out on iTunes. Give us some good ratings.
Yes, that's something we need to talk about. We need some ratings. We need some reviews. We see the numbers coming back. I know people are downloading shit through iTunes. I need somebody to write some reviews so that other people can tie to us. And you'll help us get bigger.
And help people find us.
Yeah, because we're a small podcast, but we are growing all the time. So I think with the ridiculous amount of numbers we've gotten, it's like better than porn.
Yeah.
But not quite. But, you need to give us some fucking reviews on there. Also, you need to check out the Twitter. It's just twitter.com/tiltcast.
Yep.
I'm always posting shit on there. Andrew's posting shit on there. I don't know. Holly, you post shit on your Twitter sometimes, don't you?
On mine, occasionally, yeah.
But you're linked on there. You can...
Yeah.
You're Holly.
Yeah.
You're Holly. Holly's on our... She's on the Tiltcast friend list. But we get ads all the time, but it's just one of those things where you guys should follow us and tweet us.
Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends about us. Check us out at the Facebook page at Facebook.com/Tiltcast.
Yep.
We need to have some more people on there. And we need to get the community involved. And speaking of community.
Community.
I'm going to start making a place for the community to post. Right now, the website has been locked for people to post on our website without registering. I've unlocked it for people to make comments. I will approve all comments that are not spam. So if you... You know, you can say whatever the fuck. You can say you hate us. just post something on there. We want to hear some comments. But it's unlocked now, so you can now post comments.
But I'm sensitive.
Any press is good press.
Any press is good press. But the other thing that I'm doing is I'm redesigning the website this weekend. Woo! You might have noticed some of that stuff, and it's going to be a big-ass project for me since I work a full-time job on top of this. So I'll be updating the website on top of all this shit. And
alrighty, for a recap, send us in your favorite game developers, Gauntlet, this Sunday at 9:30 Central. And you want to throw out some shout-outs?
I'm going to throw some shout-outs out there. So we've got had some regular friends of the podcast. We've had John Musum from the Carousel Podcast at thecarouselpodcast.com. And he had his own top 10, just like we did, on his website. So you should check that out. It's got some interesting stuff to say. You need to check out Boston Knobs and Brad at tvgp.tv.com. They do good things. So
they're going to pick up that slogan.
I know. And they're going to start talking about it. I think they'll like it. So anyways, and the other one I always shout out because I hope that they listen to us, the Giant Bomb at thegiantbomb.com, to listen to the Bombcast because they kick ass. So, you know, there's those things right there. And actually, we needed a little bit of feedback on our skits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us how you like them.
Yeah, because we're going to continue to write them. We got a shitload of ideas. All this stuff takes time. What you folks probably don't realize is that me, Holly, Andrew, and Trent murderously sit around a table and think of these ideas on our own and together to come up with these skits. And we've only done, three or four now so far? Yep. We've done a couple of commercials. We did that Chinese food thing last episode.
Fucking crazy. Yeah.
But we didn't do one this week because we were coming off the break and we had a lot of shit to do. But we're going to do another one next week, and we want to see what your feedback is. So please leave us some feedback because we want to know what you like.
Definitely. Alrighty. So
we need to do one more thing, Andrew.
The
new releases?
New releases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you already...
I threw a few of them out there, but I forgot.
Go ahead. What are the newer releases?
Well, as you already went over, we had Dead Rising 2. Was it Case West?
Yes.
Yeah, Case West
kicks ass.
we have something I'm looking forward to, even though it looks gay as hell. Cthulhu Saves the World.
I played the demo. I'm not liking it so far.
Yeah, that's for Xbox Live. That actually came out.
It has Cthulhu.
Well, I'm a huge Lovecraft supporter, but yeah, that's already came out December 30th. Then we got Rise of Gloria on the WP7, and that already came out. We got Revolution for WP7, and that's 28th. Microbot for Xbox Live, that was on the 28th. And then Rascals, which I think Holly was talking about, on the 29th. This week, pretty much all we've got. Well, we were supposed to have one, but it got pushed back.
Yeah, Two Worlds didn't come out.
Yeah, Pac-Man for WP7 came out today, actually. This looks pretty. It's a classic Pac-Man, too. That's the original. So, and then we got Tetris for the PlayStation 3 network. Came out today as well. Then we have Lord of the Rings, War in the North. That's for PlayStation 3. Well, see, that one came out on a weird day. That one came out on the 3rd instead of the 4th. And then we have Lost in Shadow for the Wii. And
it seemed
it was a
nod to Eco, and I totally missed out on it. It's like, oh, fuck, I can't believe that came out. It totally slipped my radar.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it for this week's releases. The only things that we got really coming out later on this month, which we will talk about later on, is going to be the DC Universe, which I think you're going to try and tackle that.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, and then Venetica and, let's see, Mass Effect 2 going over to PlayStation 3. Yeah, and at the end of the month, Dead Space 2.
And Little Big Planet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Dead Space 2 for going over for the PlayStation 3 people. So
we got a little bit to look forward to this this month, so I hope you check it out with us. So we're signing off. This is D'Andre O.
Justin.
Yeah, this is Trent.
Holly.
Take it easy, guys.